The Grand Canyon of Arizona formed over the course of millions of years through slow but steady erosion. Well, on the moon, there are two canyons of a similar size, but as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, these lunar canyons were created in just minutes.
The two Grand Canyons on the moon are on the far side, near the South Pole.
These are extraordinary canyons, but they're hidden, if you will, and kind of mysterious.
David Kring is with the Lunar and Planetary Institute of the university's Space Research Association. He says these canyons look like straight lines. They radiate out from a big crater that was created billions of years ago when a comet or asteroid hit the moon.
Lunar geologists like myself have known about these canyons for 40 or 50 years, but we've never taken a close look at them.
Well, now they have. He and two colleagues used images from a NASA lunar orbiter to map the crater, the surrounding debris, and these canyons in order to understand how the canyons formed. He says when the moon got hit in that big impact, rock went flying into the air, creating the crater plus a curtain of debris that plummeted back down. Inside that debris, there were two concentrated streams of rock.
Those clusters of rock in that curtain hit the lunar surface in just a staccato series of impacts. Bang, 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 bang.
The impacts excavated a series of small craters that lined up like a chain, forming long, deep, straight canyons. How long did this take? In the journal Nature Communications, the researchers say they calculated that these canyons were created in about 10 minutes.
That would have been an extraordinary sight to see. Not that I would have wanted to be on the lunar surface, but I would have liked to have been a safe distance above the surface to watch all of this unfold.
He says the moon has some smaller canyons on the near side, the side that Earth can see, that formed in a similar way. On a clear night, they're visible below the moon's equator, looking like beautiful white rays that radiate out from a bright crater. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.